The day's other headlines start with a small-town newspaper and a big legal victory. The editor of the Marion County Record in Kansas says the county government will pay $3 million and will formally apologize for a raid on the paper back in 2023. Police raided their offices as part of an investigation into whether the paper committed identity theft and illegally accessed information in reporting a story which it denied. The incident sparked an outcry over press freedom, and prosecutors later concluded no crime was committed by the paper's publisher or its staff. Democrats in Congress are celebrating news from Utah, where a judge adopted a new electoral map that will create a Democratic-leaning district. Judge Diana Gibson rejected a proposal from Republicans, who currently hold all four of the state's U.S. House seats, saying their map, quote, unduly favors Republicans. Instead, the new map will keep Salt Lake County almost entirely within one district rather than it being split into four. The result gives Democrats a chance to pick up a seat in next year's midterm elections as they try to counter Republican redistricting efforts in states like Texas, Missouri, and elsewhere. The Justice Department says it will investigate security at UC Berkeley after protests outside a Turning Point USA event last night led to several arrests. Turning Point posted this video from the scene, comparing it to a war zone and claiming that an Antifa member lit a flare in the crowd. Police made at least four arrests, though some of those were off campus. The head of the DOJ's Civil Rights Division posted that her agency sees, quote, several issues of serious concern regarding campus and local security. Yesterday's Turning Point event was its last stop on a nationwide college tour following the group's co-founder Charlie Kirk being killed in September. In Pakistan's capital of Islamabad, a suicide bomber targeted a district court, killing at least 12 people and injuring dozens more. Hundreds of people attending court hearings fled from the site of the blast. A breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban initially claimed responsibility, but soon after, its commander denied the claims. Pakistan's Interior Minister, Mohsen Naqvi, says the police discovered remains belonging to the alleged attacker and that the suspect was captured on CCTV footage before the explosion.
We are treating the injured in hospitals, and our teams are there to give them the best available facilities. The suspect stood there for 15 minutes. He even tried to enter the court premises, but failing to do so, targeted a police vehicle.
Naqvi also alleged that the attack was carried out by, quote, Indian-backed elements and Afghan Taliban proxies, but did not provide evidence. Tensions remain high between Pakistan and Afghanistan as recent peace talks are stalled. Meanwhile, in India, a deadly car explosion in New Delhi is being investigated under an anti-terrorism law, giving authorities broader powers to detain suspects. The attack occurred near the historic Red Fort in a densely populated area, killing at least eight people and injuring several others. Police believe the blast originated from a car at a traffic stop. They're trying to trace its owner. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, on a visit to Bhutan, called the blast a conspiracy, saying those responsible will not be spared. Back in this country, organic baby formula maker ByHeart is now recalling all of its products nationwide days after some of its batches were pulled over links to infant botulism. At least 15 babies in 12 states have been hospitalized since August after consuming the company's powdered formula. According to the CDC, all infants were less than 6 months old and no fatalities have been reported. Infant botulism is caused by a type of bacteria that produces a toxin in the large intestine. It can lead to serious illness and even paralysis. Parents are urged to seek medical help immediately. On Wall Street today, stocks ended mixed amid ongoing worries about an AI bubble. The Dow Jones Industrial Average surged more than 500 points to a new all-time high. The Nasdaq lost ground, slipping about 60 points. The S&P 500 posted a modest gain. And President Trump led tributes to the nation's veterans today at Arlington National Cemetery.
Praise God!
Praise. The president laid a wreath alongside Vice President J.D. Vance and Veterans Affairs Secretary Doug Collins. Trump then delivered remarks that touched on political themes, and he restated his commitment to calling the occasion Victory Day. The holiday marks the end of World War I and is celebrated in some other countries as Remembrance Day or Armistice Day. French President Emmanuel Macron marked the occasion at the Arc de Triomphe in Paris, and Britain's Queen Camilla led a service at Paddington Station in London. Still to come on the NewsHour, President Trump considers giving Americans tariff dividends, but does the math add up? The BBC comes under legal scrutiny over an edit of Trump's speech on January 6th. And a look back on the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald in Lake Superior 50 years on.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.